We will finish this introduction to rollover relief by attempting a couple of practice questions. Goodwill is a qualifying asset for rollover relief purposes. Both freehold and leasehold land and buildings are also qualifying assets. The freehold office and the lease on the factory will therefore qualify for rollover relief. A tractor is not a qualifying asset. Plant and machinery will only qualify for rollover relief if it is fixed. Presumably the tractor is not fixed to the ground. Shares are not used for the purposes of a trade, so will never qualify for rollover relief. Finally, a painting is not a qualifying asset, because it is difficult to envisage a painting being used for the purposes of a trade. The first step in this question is to calculate Harry's capital gain on the sale of the shop. Here we simply do proceeds minus cost to leave Harry with a gain of £70,000. Harry used £230,000 of the proceeds to buy a hovercraft. Both the shop and the hovercraft are qualifying assets for rollover relief. Therefore, the gain on the shop can be rolled over against the base cost of the hovercraft. However, you will notice that Harry has not reinvested the whole of his sale proceeds in the new asset. The proceeds retained are £20,000. The revenue will therefore charge this £20,000 immediately. Harry has made a gain of £70,000, of which £20,000 is immediately chargeable to CGT, leaving £50,000 to be deferred. The rollover relief of £50,000 will be transferred over and set against the base cost of the hovercraft. The hovercraft therefore has a base cost of £180,000. Note that rollover relief is allowed here because the hovercraft has been acquired in the 12 months before the sale of the shop. Harry's gain will be £20,000. We are asked for Harry's chargeable gains in 2010-11. Therefore, we must also take account of the gain on the sale of the hovercraft in March 2011. Harry sold the hovercraft for £240,000. Harry's base cost is the amount he paid, i.e. £230,000, less the rolled over gain. The base cost is £180,000, giving Harry a gain of £60,000. To this we add on the gain on the sale of the shop. Harry's total chargeable gains are therefore £80,000. This concludes this lecture on basic principles of rollover relief. We'll examine further aspects of rollover relief during the course of the next two sessions.